your anointing on this word, Father. Thank you that you are going to just send it into our hearts, Lord, that you're going to sock it into our bellies, Lord, that your will is going to be done in this house, and your will is going to be done in our homes, Lord, and your will is going to be done in our hearts, Lord, that we are going to be those people, Lord, that just want to do what you've called us to do, Lord. We love you and praise you. And everybody in the church said, amen. Now, when we're talking about being that Christ-like servant, that's exactly what we're talking about, being that Christ-like servant. Amen. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to look at the Last Supper. And if there was ever a time when the Lord Jesus could have been like, you know what, guys? I just need a little time to myself. That would have been it. You know what I mean? But he continued to show the disciples the full extent of his love right up till the very end, right? Right until he took his last breath, he was ministering to his disciples. Amen? He was showing us the way to go. When they were walking from the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane, read up in the Gospels, man, he was teaching them, man, the whole way there. He was just, here's all this, you know, teaching his disciples, don't be discouraged, amen? Don't be full of fear. The Holy Spirit's going to come. This is a necessary thing, a good thing. He loved his disciples, amen, and he wanted to be there for them, amen? He had all this stuff going on. And he still showed him how to be that Christ-like, that godly servant. Amen? So that's what we're talking about this morning. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter if you see something before you and you're like, well, I'm way too overqualified for that. Amen? That doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You can say to yourself, I'm no good. I'm damaged goods. I'm not good enough to be used by the Most High God. That's rubbish. Amen? That's rubbish. That is a lie from the devil. Amen? If you see something and you can do something about it, let's do something about it. Amen? Because Jesus did. Amen? And that's our example that we're to follow. We have to come to that place where we understand who I am as a Christian. Amen? That I am loved by God. I'm accepted by God. I am a servant of the Most High God. Amen? I am precious and I'm special and I'm valuable to Him. He has put all that value into me. Amen? So we're going to have to shake off those heavy bands and realize, you know what? I'm special to the Lord. You may have never felt special in your life. And I'm sure some people have felt like that. Last person picked for everything, overlooked by everybody. And I'm sorry about that. That may or may not be the case. That might just be how Satan has lied to you. Amen? And I guarantee you that's a lie from the devil if you feel that way. But you need to understand that God, the creator of the universe. Paul, you're always saying that. Well, we got to get a hold of it. Because that's going to change how we act. That's going to change how we perceive things. That's going to change what we do. That's going to change our witness. Amen? That I am special to the Lord. Amen? Creator of the universe, who could certainly spend his time doing all sorts of creative, cool things. And you know he's doing all kinds of awesome things. But he thinks about Travis. And he's like, I'm going to teach that cat how to play a banjo. I'm going to teach that cat how to play a banjo because he's going to be a blessing to this little church in East Milton, you know. And that's awesome, man. That's a gift from the Lord right there. Amen. God gives us our gifts, talents, and our abilities. Amen. He loves us so much, he wants to use each and every one of us. And there is something that you can do. Amen. When I look at Kevin, I want everybody to give Kevin a big round of applause this morning. Go ahead. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy, man. He's humble. He's super humble. But this dude spends his time doing the Lord's work. He helps me on Wednesday nights. I can't tell you of a certain time when I've called on him and he wasn't able to do something. Amen. He helps people. He allows the Lord to use him. Amen. And that's an encouragement to me, Brother Kevin. You know, and you're like, well, no big deal, man. I'm just doing the thing. I'm just doing what the Lord has called me to do. That's what I'm talking about this morning, man. He's got a skill set. He can work on cars. He can't fix everything, but he sure gives it his best shot. Amen. He's out there doing the thing, man, for the church. Amen. I called on him this morning. Kevin, I need you to come help Brother James. James has got to do this, this, and this. Boom, there he is. That's what I'm talking about, guys. It's not about pleasing me. You know what I mean? And it's not about working in the nursery. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if we see a need, Let's do what we can. Amen. Let's make it happen this morning. Amen. Let's live that Jesus life. Can I get a witness? Okay, so let's go to the Last Supper. Are y'all ready to get into this? John 13, and we're going to start at verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God. Newsflash, that's what it's all about right there. That's what it's all about right there this morning. That's how Jesus was able to be that type of servant. Amen. He didn't have an identity problem. He knew who he was. He knew the authority that was given to him. He knew he was the Son of God. Amen. He knew he had a mission. And he knew what was waiting for him on the other side of that tomb. That tomb was going to be empty. That tomb is empty to this day. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. Thank you. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God. You see that? He knew where he'd come from. Now think about that, because we want to be that Jesus-type servant. He stepped off of heaven's throne. You hear me? You hear me, Brother Robert? He stepped off of heaven's throne, wrapped himself in human flesh, lived down here amongst a bunch of whiny, sinful folks. Can I get a witness? And laid down his life for us. Amen? That's our model. That's our template. That's our Lord and Savior. And so we're supposed to live that kind of sacrificial life. Amen. In obedience to our Lord. Amen. And that he had come from God and was going back to God. He knew what was waiting for him at the end of all this. Amen. He rose from supper, had laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. So he took like this turban type thing and, you know, stripped down to the bare essentials, wrapped this turban thing around him like this big old towel, and started washing these disciples' feet, man. This is at the Last Supper here. You know what? And it sounds like to me, when the disciples came in, none of them were like, you know what, it's my turn to wash everybody's feet. You know what I mean? That was the lowest job in the household. You know what I mean? That was the lowliest servant would be the foot washer. Amen? Because those roads were nasty. They wore sandals. It was dusty, dusty, nasty roads. So, I mean, this is how the tables were in this area, in this time in Palestine. They were low to the ground. You know what I mean? So everybody reclining around this table would be sitting like crisscross applesauce or Indian style, whatever you want to say. But and they would be leaning on the table as they were eating. But Peter's feet would be next to John's feet. And I mean, these things would be nasty. You know what I mean? Make sense this morning? None of the disciples were going to wash anybody's feet. But Jesus said, let me show y'all something. Let me give y'all something real fast. I'm not going to be with you much longer, but I want you to love each other. I want the world to be able to see a bunch of Christians and say, man, they sure do love each other. You know what I mean? They will know we are Christians by our love for one another. Amen. And that's not just about Christians. Amen. We're supposed to show the world, not just how we treat each other in the church, but we're supposed to show the world the love of Jesus as well. Amen. I mean, let's look at everything. Well, let's just look at a few things that were going on in Jesus' earthly life at this time. Like I said, he could have been like, guys, you know what? Y'all go play hack and sack on the roof or something. Just give me some space. I can't deal with you guys right now. Raise your hand if you would have gave Jesus a hall pass then. You know what I mean? These guys didn't wash anyone's feet, but Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Amen. He knew what was about to happen to him, and he still served. He still showed them the full extent of his love. Amen. Matthew 20, look down here, okay? This is what Jesus said when they were on their way to Jerusalem. He knew why he was going to Jerusalem. He didn't try and get out of it. He knew exactly what was going to happen to him when he got there. Amen. He said, this is what I got to do. This is why I am here. This is why I exist. Amen. We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes. My own people are going to betray me. Amen. Over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. To be mocked? Man, we would just fall to pieces if we got mocked. You know what I mean? We would fall to pieces if somebody chewed us out for being a Christian, man, in a restaurant or something like that. People laughing at us because we're praying. Like, oh my goodness gracious, this Christian life is harder than I expected, praise God. Right? Some of us, maybe, Maybe none of us. I don't know. I don't like any kind of persecution. I don't like people hacking on me. That's one thing I cannot stand is people messing with me. Rachel Jean tells me all the time, like, you sure do mess with people, but you don't like when people mess with you. I says, that ain't fair, Rachel. Y'all not mess with me. And maybe she's right. Who knows? God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. We are going to up to Jerusalem. It's interesting here. He was condemned by his own people. He was condemned by the Gentiles and the Hebrews. He was put to death by the Hebrews and the Gentiles. And he rose from the dead for the Hebrews and the Gentiles. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that good news this morning? Hey, man, I'm not no Hebrew, man. I'm glad it came for the Gentiles too. Amen. For God so loved the world. Get excited about that, man. This is what we got to do, Nathan. We got to get to this place where we're just stoked about the fact that we belong to the Lord. And you know, we can be that servant. We can humble ourselves and do that obedient thing to the Lord when we realize, man, I am loved by God. I don't need no pat on the back. I don't have an identity problem. I don't need to prove myself to anybody. I belong to the Lord. Amen. Can I get a witness? We are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered into the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. This is Jesus telling his disciples this, man. We're going there, and I'm going to be condemned to death. And they will deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. He knew all that was waiting on him. And in the Last Supper, he knew that was, man, he was getting down to 0 hour. He was getting to that point really, really fast. But he said, I'm still going to serve. I'm still going to show you how much I love you. I'm still going to give you this example. Now, how could he do that? How could he do that? Because he knew this right here. And he will be raised on the third day. Amen? He knew who he was. He knew what was going to happen. Amen? Go to the next slide. That sounded stern. I love you guys so much. I ain't mad at nobody. He knew what was about to happen to him, and he still served. And his heart was breaking, man. His heart was breaking. Jesus' heart was breaking, not simply because of the pain that he was going to go through. You know what I'm talking about? But if you read this story around the Last Supper, in these last hours, more than once, several times, he kind of breaks the silence, or he stops what he's doing, looking around his brothers, his friends, man, his compadres. He spent over 3 years with these people. He knew everything about them. He was God. He already knew everything about them. But there was that camaraderie. They knew all this stuff about each other. They knew what they liked to eat. They knew all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me? And Jesus would stop and he'd say, one of you are going to betray me. Like he couldn't even hold it in. You know what I mean? And he knew exactly who it was. Imagine how bad his heart was breaking because he loved Judas. He loved Judas just like he loved Peter or John or anybody. You know what I mean? That was like a plead. I believe that the Lord could have fulfilled what the Bible had to have done anyway. That doesn't make any sense. What I'm trying to say is I believe he was pleading with Judas. Scriptures are going to be fulfilled. It's going to happen. God's will is going to be done. But I love you so much, Judas. I love you so much, Judas. You don't have to do this. You know what I mean? I really believe that. I like a pleading. And his heart was breaking. You know what I'm saying? But he still washed Judas's feet too. He knew Judas was going to do it. He knew he was going to do it. And he still washed Judas's feet. Amen? All of their feet. Y'all with me? And not only that, look at the next verse here. When he says, one of you guys are going to betray me, they start arguing and bickering amongst each other. Not me. Oh, I bet it's going to be you, Peter. I see how you've been acting lately. Shut up, John. You don't know what you're talking about. I bet it's, they started arguing back and forth. Sometimes we get like that. We can get like that. You know, I'm the only one that does anything around this church. You know what I mean? We can be like that. We shouldn't be like that. But they start arguing like that. And then it turns to, I think you're the one that's going to sell Jesus out to, man, I'm the best disciple there is. Jesus, tell them I'm the best disciple there is. It was like a Cassius Clay convention. They're like, I'm pretty. I'm beautiful. I'm the best. You know what I mean? Jesus is like, you ain't getting it, man. You're not getting, they're like, I'm the best disciple in town, man. I'm Jesus' favorite. I'm certainly not going to betray him. All this going on. And Jesus still washes their feet. Still does it. Says, I want you to love one another. I want you to take this and let this be an example. Amen. After I'm gone, I want you to be like this for a lost and dying world. Amen. Y'all with me? Thank you, Lord. Jesus knew who he was. And we got to get to that place where we know who we are. Where we don't have that identity crisis thing going on. I'm too good to do this. Or I'm no good. I can't be used by the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You are loved by the Lord. You are accepted by the Lord. Amen. We can do anything he calls on us to do. Amen. We have to see ourselves the way the Lord sees us. And that's a process, man, of getting our eyes off of ourselves. Amen. And seeing what's been done for us. Jesus knowing, this is John 13 and verse 3 again. Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God. We need to take that verse and not only see what Jesus did and how he was able to be that servant, that obedient servant to his Father. But we can take that and apply it to our lives. Amen. And I think each and every one of us should do that, man. Take that verse, John 13 and verse 3, and look at it and analyze it. And what does that mean to me? What does that mean to me? And Paul wrote 1984, I mean 2017, or whatever it is. Amen. Yeah. Y'all with me? Well, 1980, whatever I said, I don't know, 2017, July 16th, 2017. Time sure does fly, amen. I guess I missed, skipped a couple years. Oh, God is good. We got to know where we came from. You know what I mean? Think about what we've been delivered from, what we've been set free from, that we were on our way to hell. And he reached down and encircled us and said, you are mine. Amen. But also understand that God formed you. You know what I mean? He called you and formed you and said, okay, I'm going to give you these gifts. This is going to be your makeup. He made us the person that you are. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that awesome? You know, that in a very real sense, we came from God. Oh, you mean like we existed before we were born? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. That's not this kind of church. What I'm saying is that he formed you and knitted you together in your mother's womb. And he said, this is going to be great. I'm going to use Miss Cindy in this area. This is my little baby girl. This is exactly how I want her to be. Amen. Isn't that good? God is good. Amen. All the time. Let's get a hold of that, man. Okay. We come from God. He said, this is what I want. Make them like this. Perfect. This is exactly how I want them to be. Amen. And let's also never forget what we've been taken out of. Amen. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God. Let's get fired up about that one, man. You hear what I'm saying this morning, Karen? Let's get fired up about that. I am going to be with the Lord. I am going to be with the Father. Amen. When I take my last breath, it's going to get awesome. It's going to get great. Amen. Not only am I handpicked, amen, for him to use me here, but man, he's got awesome things in store for me just right around the corner so I can be that humble servant, man. I don't need anyone to notice me. I don't need anyone to say, man, you are super, super awesome, man. You're big, big, big. You know, none of that matters, man. I belong to the Lord. and I see this need, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that godly father in my home. I'm going to serve my kids. You see what I'm saying? We need to be servants of our kids. And the little kids, if they were in here, they would like the sound of that. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying, here's your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Would you like another? I'm not saying that. I'm saying we set that godly example in the home. We train them in the way they should go. Amen? Not live a double standard. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? And be that godly mate. In our homes, in our place of work, be that servant like Jesus was. Amen? He didn't kick the disciples out. Y'all get out of here, get out of here. I don't want to be by myself for a while. Go, go. Scoot, scoot, scoot. Ain't some Jesus time, man. You don't have no idea what's about to happen to me. I've been telling you guys for 3 years this is about to happen, and you're complaining about who's the greatest. Off with you. He didn't do that, man. He kept loving on them. Aren't you glad he keeps loving on us? Aren't you so glad he keeps loving on us when we get all selfish and whiny and, Lord, I don't want to preach no more. I want to. Oh, you never said that, Paul. Man, I was saying that right before I got up here. No, I'm playing. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. You never know. But God is good, right, Sister Rita? God is good, and he's got a plan, and you are loved by the Lord. It does not matter what a doctor says. It doesn't matter what your mama told you. It doesn't matter who never talked to you in school. It doesn't matter who looked the other way. It doesn't matter if you don't even feel like you fit in at church. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. The creator of the universe says, that's my boy, that's my baby. Whoop diddly doo. That should mean something to you. Go to the next slide. Is everyone all right? I think there's cookies in the back. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Now let's build up our file really, really fast in the last few remaining minutes. Let's build up our file on the fact that you are loved by God, you are accepted by God, you are special to him. Amen. In a world full of millions upon millions of people, he has placed so much value on you. Amen? Y'all with me? Ephesians 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship. And all God's people said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are his workmanship, his work of art. Amen? His masterpiece. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus, because Jesus Christ paid that debt. Amen. Jesus Christ made it all possible for us to be that wonderful, awesome creation. You know what I'm saying? Man, we're blessed. Get excited. Nathan, get them riled up. Get your people riled up in that corner. Start throwing things. No, I'm playing. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Why? Why? What did you save my soul? For good works. For good works. You see that over and over again in the scripture. He loves you. He's accepted you. He's got awesome plans for you. Amen. But he wants to use you too. He wants to use you too. He wants us to be that servant. He wants us to be about them good works. Amen. For good works, which God prepared beforehand. That part right there just makes me kind of, how do I say? I want to say fired up, but I always say that. But that's kind of how I feel about it when I think about the fact that God had things that he wanted me to do way before I was ever born. Awestruck. That'll work. That'll work. That God knew I was going to be alive at this time and had things for me to do. Amen. Things that he wants me to accomplish. That's just as amazing. All God's people said, that's amazing. That's amazing. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. But you are a chosen people. We read that this morning. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Robert, I really like it, is what I'm trying to say. I'm awestruck. That he encircled around us and wouldn't let us go and grabbed us. So that's mine. That's my boy. That's Rachel Jeannie. She's coming with me. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a people set aside for our Lord. Amen. A people belonging to God that you may declare the praises of him. See, there it is again. You're loved, you're accepted, you're saved. Now get to work for me. A people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Shake off those heavy bands this morning. Shake them off, man. You are chosen by the Most High God. You're accepted. Where he loves you so much. 1 John 3, this is not on your monitor, because I know you all have memorized this one. 1 John 3 and verse 1, let's all just say it together. Okay, 1 John 3 and verse 1, see what kind of love the Father has lavished on us, that we really are his babies, that we're his babies, man, we're his kids. All right, okay, I hope y'all are getting something out of this. I hope you're getting riled up, fired up, ready to go out there and change the world for Jesus, because I'm loved, man, I'm loved. Amen? Maybe I'll give you a couple more good verses. Y'all have been well behaved today. Psalms 56 and verse 8. Where is that? It's right there. I love this one. See, I picked out some good ones, man. They're all good. But I'm trying to show you guys. Nate, I'm trying to show you. We're loved. We're loved. We're special. Amen. Doesn't matter who notices that, who pats you on the back, who sees what you're doing. Amen. I can humble myself because I'm loved by the Lord. It's not about me. Amen. You keep track of all my sorrows. Did you know that? Cindy, did you know that? The Lord keeps track of all your sorrows. Every single tear you have ever cried, he was right there in the darkest, scariest time of your life. The Lord was right there. And he's keeping a record. And one day, every single wrong will be righted. Amen. He loves you so, so much. He doesn't pull away when you're going through a hard time. We can wonder. We can wonder because I've wondered. But we got to take him up on what he says in his word. You know, I've wondered, God, where are you at? Do you not see what's happening? How unfair this is in the world. And how can these horrible things happen to these little children? He's keeping a record. He knows, and every wrong will be righted. Amen. And he loves you so very much. And that goes for all of us. Amen. Every single tear we've ever cried is in his bottle. That's crazy, man. That is crazy love right there. I love my kids, man. I love them. But there's no way I've ever ran up to anyone like, hold on. In here. Put it in here. Well, I don't think he actually really does that. I don't know how that works. But I think what the Lord's trying to say is none of your tears have ever touched the ground. He's caught every single one of them. Some way, somehow. Amen. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. That's love right there. That's love. How many times have you walked by somebody that you honestly really, really care for and you really love them, but you're busy or distracted or something? You know, little one, you know, your kid smashes their finger open or something like that. And you're like, oh, man. Oh, yeah, I'll be there in a few minutes. Yeah, I'm good. Praise the Lord. Nobody's ever done that. I've never done that either. God is good. All the time, Brother Robert. Okay, let's wrap things up, man. Romans 8 and verse 37. Talking about that love this morning. Because if we can get a hold of this, man, this can supercharge us. Amen? I mean, you know, Brother Rick, someone's got to do the grunt work. Someone's got to do the dirty work. Someone's got to do the jobs that no one else wants to do. How come it can't be us? You know what I mean? And I'm not just singling out Brother Rick. I'm just saying, man, why look the other way? If we see something, if the Lord has allowed us to see something, and we can do something about it, maybe we should do something about it. You know what I mean? That's what Jesus did. You're loved. Everyone say, you're loved. Look at your neighbor and say, you're loved. Romans 8:37. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors. You see that? We can take these truths and apply them to our lives, man, and be more than conquerors. You know what I mean? I'm loved by God. I'm a saved person, man. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, man. I can handle anything that the Lord allows to come my way. Amen. Because I'm more than a conqueror. I'm loved by the Lord. Amen. I can do any tough, nasty job I see that the Lord puts in my path. You know what I mean? Well, I don't want to. Well, it ain't about that, man. Can you do it or not? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, that's us. We got to be convinced, Travis. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nothing. Fill in the blank. Think of it, whatever it is. It cannot take you away from the Lord's loving arms. They cannot, nothing, no demon in hell, 1,000,001 demons, every single demonic entity in the universe could not begin to move the Lord's grip off of your hand. Can't happen, man. He's done circled around you like the little minnow in the creek. He's like, you're mine. You're mine. No one's getting you. You're mine. I love you. I love you. Now get to work. All God's people said, well, there it is. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God. Isn't that good? So you're loved, man. Do you got it? You got it? Kev, you got it now? We're loved. We're accepted. We didn't have to be accepted, but he accepted us. He didn't have to die for us, but he did. He handpicked us. So let's get fired up about that, and let's get about the Lord's business. Amen? Amen. Let's put him first. Father God, we love you. Thank you for you giving us that desire, Lord, to be what you've called us to be, Lord. Let us not feel comfortable looking the other way or thinking in our hearts, well, I'm too good for that, or I'm not good enough for that. But if you allowed us to have seen a need, Lord, that we would do anything and everything that we can by your power to meet that need, Lord. That we won't be afraid of getting our hands dirty. That we will trust in you, that we will rely on you, Lord, because we know who we are, Lord. We know that we belong to you. We know where we come from, and we know where we're going, Lord. We know the awesomeness. We know that you have an awesome plan for us, Lord, and we love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So listen, we got food across the way.